Professional Ethics by Juan Manuel Garcia de Alba. Chapter 10. How is the ethical person formed? Objective: to propose some means that will help us take possession of our own lives by making good decisions and developing human attitudes. Will not the knowledge of good, then, have a great influence on life? Shall we not, like archers who have a mark to aim at, be more likely to hit upon what is right? Aristotle, Nicomachean Ethics, A, 1094-23. 10.1. The fundamental option, a characteristic of adulthood, is having a personal identity. Adults have normally given their lives a certain direction. They have taken responsibility for themselves. They have taken a certain stance before the world and others. Their actions manifest a fundamental position, a particular way of facing reality. This position gives their life direction, meaning, and definition. Through the options that form the foundation of their life, people affirm, express, create, and act out the kind of person they have decided to be. We ask, what is the best way to fulfill ourselves through our options and actions? Just as making decisions is characteristic of mature people, not making them is characteristic of childhood. Children are prone to manipulation and whims. They do not have a specific direction or a clearly defined stance before the world. Adults can approach reality differently. In fact, life presents us with problems that demand definite stances and that put us in a position of choosing anew or confirming the kind of person we want to be. No path is good for those who do not know where it leads. Shakespeare. The fundamental option is the orientation that people freely choose, by which they orient their actions in the direction that they wish. It is an internal act of self-definition. It is the conscious and responsible orientation of the whole person towards certain values. The fundamental option gradually takes shape, first of all in convictions, which are resolutions to act in such and such a way, then in concrete choices which fulfill the option and incline people to keep acting the same way. With this option, we give our life a certain direction, which then frames all of our subsequent acts. Fundamental options determine human personality more than isolated actions do. The fundamental option reveals more than specific decisions, because people can find themselves forced by circumstances into such decisions, or else fall into them by accident. In other words, individual decisions do not necessarily express the orientation that people want to give their life. The focus of the fundamental option is usually values and what is right. When it focuses on evil, it reveals not so much a negative fundamental orientation as psychological and educational problems and human need. Behind a person's acts, and also as a result of these acts, there are a number of fundamental attitudes. The acts can change the attitudes, purify them, reinforce them, and make them more consistent. Fundamental attitudes constitute a sort of existential structure, an abiding way of acting and reacting. The unity of our personal being demands continuity in our life. The pillar that holds it up is the fundamental option, which represents our personal style of living. It becomes the wellspring of our actions and gives us unity. One of people's basic duties is to be true to themselves in circumstances and situations that are diverse and ever-changing. For this, it is crucial to take options and create attitudes. It is a misunderstanding of the fundamental option to think that it is the only thing that matters in moral action, that the concrete and particular act lacks ethical value and does not modify people or their fundamental option. Can we make a project of ourselves that seduces us, that responds to our deepest desires? Søren Kierkegaard. 10.1.1 Options and Renunciations. Great individuals are formed through great options and great renunciations. Options bring with them certain renunciations. By opting, we choose one way of proceeding over another, and in this way we renounce certain tastes, inclinations, objects, ways of proceeding, etc. More than frustration, renunciation is a way of taking control of our life. It is impossible to live without renouncing. 10.1.2 Implicit Options. We go through life blazing our own trail in response to the problems and demands that life throws at us. Alcoholics and drug addicts do not decide to be substance abusers in a single explicit decision. Their lives are defined incrementally by repeated acts. Experience shows us that few people feel the need to take the reins of their life into their hands by means of fundamental option. Nonetheless, even though we do not consciously and explicitly set forth the option, we make decisions and we set off down a specific path. When there is no explicit fundamental option to channel one's life, it finds its own direction. Particular acts become the explicit expression of the fundamental option, but at the same time, they have the power to determine the person who performs them. The characteristic feature of an option is the consciousness and freedom with which it is taken, And yet we can also speak of implicit fundamental option. People cannot live without giving some direction to their life. Life necessarily heads toward a goal, and when we do not consciously and freely set this goal, life takes its course by way of the everyday decisions we make. 10.1.3 Explicit Options. Unlike implicit options, in our explicit options we look first at our goals, so that life becomes a search for the means to reach what we have set out to attain. It is a good idea to make our life options explicit. In terms of values such as justice, truth, integrity, freedom, love, etc. In terms of professional and family life, marriage, career choice, professional practice, etc. In terms of society, politics, faith, church, etc. 10.1.4 Fundamental Options and Styles of Life. A given option brings with it a style of life. For example, the option of marriage brings with it a style of life in which personal fulfillment is shared. The style of life that is chosen is not separate from the person's being. Choosing a style of life means choosing a way of being. The choice of a style of life implies the need to take a stance on certain values. When people live without explicitly choosing a style of life, they are in fact taking an implicit option that gradually takes shape as a result of their specific way of living. It is preferable to choose how one is going to live than to be carried along by external forces. The multiplicity of options is the reason there is a multiplicity of styles of life. Values, customs, and cultural paradigms may diverge greatly, but within them, the decisive factor from an ethical point of view is each person's implicit and explicit options. 10.2 Education. Right behavior is not a set of rules or a specific road to follow. It is something that must be learned. People have to learn to conduct themselves. That is how they learn to live. The learning is not spontaneous and automatic. They need to draw out of their being their best possibilities. They need to be educated. Education consists of learning to live by conducting one's own life. Education is not, nor should it be, a structure added on, but rather the drawing out of the best in each subject. An ideal education would discover each person's values and foster their development. From the biological viewpoint, we can look at education as a means by which people can overcome their organic and instinctual limitations. This occurs when they transform the world by their activity into something that serves the cause of life. Thus, they learn to protect themselves from the weather, to take care of the feeding of their children, to work for something beyond their immediate interests, to perceive and create useful and beautiful things. In a word, they learn to transform the world, to make culture. Culture is the work of education, and education takes place within a culture. It is in the context of their culture that people discover the meaning of their personal being and that of others. The family, business relationships, friendship, and love are all ways in which we make ourselves in relation to other people and among them. On the basis of this encounter, education can and should develop other qualities and skills in us that contribute to our fulfillment, integrate us into social life, and arouse in us the desire and the wherewithal to serve the common good. Education is also training for life, for social interaction, and for finding a way to be useful to others. It should help people find their place and their task in the world. 10.3 Self-image. As unfinished beings, people are a task for themselves. For this, they need an interpretation of their being and their actions. The idea that people have of themselves is a part of their reality. On the basis of this idea, people act. In order for people to change, they also need to change their image and the idea they have of themselves. In the work of being fully oneself and producing the best fruits, a crucial role is played by the image of ourselves that we create in our mind, and together with that, the esteem and the value with which we love and measure ourselves. When we observe a certain lack of quality in a person, we rarely stop to think that behind it is often a lack of a satisfactory personal image, and also a lack of esteem that the person feels for himself. When a person succeeds in changing his image, his performance changes along with it. Life offers us all the elements we need to overestimate and to underestimate ourselves. The important thing is to hold on to those elements that help us to improve ourselves, planting our feet firmly on the ground of reality while trying to be positive. Exaggerated self-esteem leads to pride, disdain for others, an unfounded overrating of oneself, self-deceit. Low self-esteem can lead to inhuman actions. There can be various degrees of low self-esteem and of depression due to this cause. 10.4 Ethical Social Structure. Because of their social and community dimension and their call to develop and grow, people necessarily tend to make their values explicit and to demand that others do the same. People naturally identify with certain values and strive to live in a setting where these values are respected and approved. People also need the approval of others. One of the most important responsibilities of the human person is to help others to be human as well, by transmitting her values to them and motivating them to live by those values. The community needs to function in accord with the conscience of the people that make it up, without going to the extreme of being a totalitarian or oppressive community. The community should be pluralistic and include the elements needed for individuals to be educated in it, while at the same time respecting the conscience of its members. Summary: people gradually develop into ethical beings situated in reality by means of their own fundamental option, by complying with their obligations, and by pursuing their own fulfillment. Education and social life are resources by which they can bring out the best in themselves, in accordance with a positive self-image. The fundamental option consists of the orientation that people freely adopt, by which they orient their actions in the direction that they choose. It focuses on values and what is right, and it manifests itself in specific actions. It can be implicit or explicit. In the case of an implicit fundamental option, life takes on a certain direction without meaning to, on the basis of day-to-day decisions. A given option brings with it a style of life, which shapes people's being and way of being. The social structure also determines their way of being. Education should be a means for bringing out the best in each person. Plus, Christian reflection. Christian life is in fact a fundamental option in favor of Christ and the gospel expressed and celebrated in the sacrament of baptism. It is also a renunciation of all the anti-values of human life. In addition, it is the option of living in a faith community, which is the church, where people should find the approval of the gospel. Christian life demands fundamental options taken freely and consciously. The fact of having been born Christian does not exempt us from the need to be Christian in adult terms. Christian life is not opposed to human values. On the contrary, it offers a foundation for them and integrates them. People become ethical in the face of their circumstances, on the basis of their nature, with the help of others, and with God's grace. For reflection, let us look to the past to learn, not to justify what happened or what now exists. The important thing is to build the future. And that depends on ideals, aspirations, and skills. The knowledge of an ethical value is much more complex and difficult than that of an empirical reality. The physical fact is not the only objective thing. There is also the reading that we make of it in order to realize that we would all live better if we learned to act in a certain way. Recognizing the importance of truth, of respect for others, of keeping one's promises, of solidarity, of the demands of the common good, and of many other values is not possible without a certain preparation. It is very hard for those who have never experienced love or loyalty to feel moved to be loyal or to love. It is like hygiene, which also has to be learned. Human values require more than information. They need to be put into practice, and then they are capable of winning people over for good. Activities: analyze the following cases. A. Consider a young man X. A. Starts smoking marijuana with his friends for fun. After a year, he starts to crave it. C. After 2 years, he cannot function without it. D. He never intended to be a drug addict. Judge: analyze the kind of option he took, implicit or explicit. What means should he avail himself of to correct his behavior? Have his implicit options humanized him as a person? Would an explicit option of marshaling resources to kick his habit make him more human? If quitting drugs provokes severe personal crises in him, do you think he should face them? A. Consider a young man X from an underprivileged background has been raised to fear love. A. He never felt it from his parents. B. He never received it either from any adult or friend. He experienced love in the context of sexual expression. D. He is interested in love as a synonym for sex. E. In movies, he experiences it as a prerequisite. B. Judge, has the education that this young man received helped him to be more human or less human? What has been missing in his life? How could an irreversible experience be amended? What different experiences might help him? What recommendations would you make to him in terms of educating his own children? Analyze the type of education you have received in school, from the media, from your friends, in your family. List the values that you think you have learned. Do you think the education you have received has helped you to be more human? What has been missing? How would you like to educate your own children? Make a list of characteristics and materials. How could you educate yourself better right now in order to be more authentically yourself? Describe the elements that, in your judgment, constitute an ethical social structure. Which of these elements are present in our society and which are not? Why do you think they are absent? How do you think they could be introduced? If it were up to you, and if it depended on this group to build an ethical social structure, what would you suggest? Where would we have to start? True or false? There is no virtue in being persuaded on the basis of insufficient reasons. True, false. People's fundamental options define their human quality. True, false. What makes people human is not human values. False. Style of life is a function of the fundamental option. True, false. Specific acts determine one's way of being. False. The only really important thing is the fundamental option. True, false. Education is the specific means for solving the problems that come up in life. True, false. Education is the only factor that determines a person's development. Exaggerated self-esteem breeds smugness and disdain for others. True, false. Low self-esteem can lead to inhuman behavior because people who do not love themselves are not capable of loving others. True, false. Respect for others does not rule out, but rather calls for the communication of personal values. True, false. Bibliography: Aristotle, Etica and Nicomaco, Book 3, UNAM, Mexico City, 1983. Classical version of the Anthropology and Metaphysics of Freedom. It contains profound and lucid insights that are still relevant today. Aranguren, José Luis, Etica, Alianza Ed, Madrid, 1986. This book brings together the best of the Western tradition and combines it with contributions from modern thought in a critical dialogue. Etica y Política, Ed Guadarrama, Madrid, 1982. This book takes an in-depth look at the way ethics can have an impact on public life. It analyzes different attempts at building an ethical social structure and makes some proposals. Hortolano, Antonio, Moral Responsible, Ed Sigami, Salamanca, 1971. Problemas Actuales de Moral, Volumes 1 and 2, Sigami, Salamanca, 1991. These books offer a systematic discussion of conscience, freedom, and responsibility from different perspectives, especially useful for integrating the results of modern sociology. Utz, Arthur, Ética Social, Ed Herder, Barcelona, 1978. A solid and clearly written book. It proposes fundamental criteria for social ethics and its rational justification. Vidal Marciano, Moral de Actitudes, Ed APS, Madrid, 1981. A very complete work that looks at the anthropological basis of ethical action, bearing in mind the contributions of the social sciences and psychology. It contains a clear presentation of the fundamental option. The third volume discusses the conditions of a society built on ethical foundations. Moral de Opción Fundamental y de Actitudes. The author proposes a morality supported by ethical discernment and the formation of the conscience, with due respect given to the necessary reference to the objectivity of ethical values. Worthy of note is the decidedly personalist character of the morality, as opposed to rigid moralism. Questions. What is the fundamental option? It is the orientation that a person consciously, freely, and responsibly adopts towards certain values. How does the fundamental option manifest itself concretely? The fundamental option manifests itself first in terms of convictions, which are resolutions to act in such and such a way, then in concrete choices which verify the option and incline the person to keep acting the same way, then in concrete acts that either reinforce it or weaken it. Finally, with the person's judgment of his own acts, either approving them or disapproving them, and in this way making them more or less his. With approval comes the social support to continue with the same orientation. What does the fundamental option contribute to the human person? A. A personal style of life. B. Consistency in her personal being and her actions. C. Clarity for making choices under certain circumstances. In what way do people develop into ethical beings? By means of their own fundamental option, by complying with their obligations, and by pursuing their own fulfillment, by doing what is right, in touch with the social context through their education and social interaction, willing to develop their best possibilities within an ethical social structure and in accordance with a positive self-image. What happens when there is no fundamental option to give direction to a person's life? Life spontaneously and naturally finds its own course. Why is it necessary to take options and create attitudes? Because one of people's responsibilities is to be true to themselves in circumstances and situations that are diverse and ever-changing. In what sense is it possible to speak of an implicit fundamental option? in the sense that people cannot live without giving some direction to their life. Life necessarily aims at a goal, and when we do not set this goal consciously and freely, life takes its course on the basis of our day-to-day decisions. What does education consist of? It consists of learning to live by conducting one's own life. It is a drawing out of the best that is in each person. It is also training for life, for social interaction, and for finding a way to be useful to others. What is the importance for ethics of the image that people have of themselves? It has great importance because behavior depends to a great extent on this idea. As unfinished beings, people are a task for themselves, which means they need an interpretation of their being and their actions. What does ethical social structure mean? It is the social order in which individuals constitute a community and explicitly set forth and approve their values. What are attitudes? Attitudes or habits are the sets of acquired inclinations that predispose us to act in a certain way in the face of what is right or wrong, or in the presence of human values.